Send a movie idea.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many of your ideas, but only one can be taken through to the next stage, where we'll use our personal phones to share your manuscript with big Hollywood execs in a flagrant breach of the security protocols here at Dream Factory HQ. I'm Joel, a man who puts the dope into dopamine, and across from me is John Harris, a man who has bounced back successfully from a very, very stressful week, haven't you, John?
Oh, that's just genuinely an actual thing rather than a sort of comedy observation.
I'm just glad to see you doing well.
Thank you very much. Our whole house got the illness, got the bug.
Yeah.
Got the voms. So
got the big bad vomit bug.
Toddlers are funny when they vomit because they sort of just don't really get it, and then they just get on with their day.
Oh, really?
He was like,
sort of confused by it.
No, he was like stood watching telly, and he stands real close up to the telly. It's like VR for him, and it's right in front of him, and he just vomited all over the sort of TV unit and walked off.
That's pretty cool. You've got to stop showing him the Exorcist.
Yeah. I was. Yeah.
I think he's ill again. Are you sure it's not because you're showing him a Serbian film?
That's that.
What age do you stop having to like? Because when they're a stupid little baby, you can watch anything on the TV, right? Because it doesn't go into their brain. But when does that stop?
I think that's sort of already stopped in our household.
Yeah,
so he's
probably
16, 17 months.
Yeah, it's when things stop just being formless shapes, I guess.
Also, he just gets so bored. So it's not like we're really watching telly when he's in the room, unless it's Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
So, and that's for me, obviously. But I've got to watch something whilst I'm entertaining the guy.
Who's your favourite in the Peppa Pig gang?
Oh, who is my favourite? Not the dad. The dad is so, there's so much fat shaming of that dad. It's horrible.
Wow.
Every other line is like, well, you've got a big belly. Why didn't you have a baby rather than mummy? Right, there's one guy called Freddy Fox, and he talks with a really nasally voice. And he's
I like him already.
Pepper. Pepper. Yeah. He's a bit of a geezer. I like Freddy Fox. There you
cool.
go. That's my genuine answer. Joel, before we get on to our movie ideas, I feel like a congratulations is due. You are officially one of the country's greatest producers of audio.
I am. Finally, John, my work has been recognised through the arbitrary means of industry awards. Yeah, I've got the
nominated for Podcaster of the Year, brackets, Sports Division.
Sports Division, which is I think the primo division.
That's what they're saying.
If you look at the podcast charts right now, it's all politics. But
yeah.
The thing is, John, that can't last.
No.
3 months ago, 6 months ago, it was all sport. Give it another 6 months. Sport's not going to die, but our interest in the trials and tribulations of the Tory party will.
News and politics podcasts are like the NFTs.
They trade off instability.
Yes,
when was the last time you listened to Pod Save America? That's all I'm saying.
Nah. Yeah. Well, I do.
You're bang to rights. You're bang to rights. I'm sorry, mate. Case closed.
Fine. Movie ideas.
No, I'm very excited. Very nice to be nominated. Look forward to putting on a nice suit. Nice suit and drinking some free wine.
And do you know whether...
And saying something embarrassing to someone very senior in the industry. I bet that's on the cards.
Joel can't tell the story, but he's actually referencing something that he's a story he's told me, and it is quite fun.
It's astonishing that I've had a career after, because I did that very early on. It was so stupid. If we ever set up a Patreon, guys, I'll tell you the story.
It was, I feel like, just for the listeners' benefit, it was embarrassing because it was stupid of Joel to say, not offensive. Joel.
Yeah.
We're not cancelling Joel. We're not cancelling Joel cancelable. For what he did.
No.
He was just an idiot. It wasn't Anyway.
That's the thing about me, Joel. I'm not cruel. I'm stupid.
I've always said it. And do you know whether, if people win, do they get to do a speech?
Oh, that'd be scary. But yes, I will thank you.
Yes.
And all the dreamers out there. It'll be so confusing.
This one goes out to the dreamers.
This one goes out to the dreamers.
Would you like a movie idea from me?
Please.
This one comes from Sophie. The Princess Diarrheas.
Oh, no. Does she?
Oh, what, Kate? I don't know. Well, probably. Let's be fair. That's like, you get those books, don't you, for kids that, like, everybody poos, like, to sort of normalise pooing. And maybe that's what we need to do to normalise pooing is be like, you know what? Princess Diarrheas too.
So you're making a sequel already? Oh, no.
Very good.
There you go.
It's basically the sequence from Bridesmaids,
but
right?
It's just all the
Anne Hathaway.
Just pooping. Okay.
Or it's the whole, it's the Princess Diaries, but at the end of every scene, she's like, Anne Hathaway's like, and runs off, sort of. Just, uh-oh. Stuff like that.
I don't mind it. I think I would like to see, like you say, greater representation for people pooing. And who better than a people's princess? We don't know anything about royal bowel movements, really, which is a shame.
Mm.
You know, I kind of feel like we fund these guys. I should be able to do the odd Gillian McKeith in their stall, you know? Have a little look around. Or there should be some sort of glass floor situation. You can go and just have a look, see what's going on. If I'm going to continue paying for them, I want full access. I want full 24/7 Big Brother house access.
Because they obviously have like some of the best healthcare in the world, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
that we must assume that at some point their experts have looked at the fecal matter of all the royal family, right?
Yeah, of course.
That's crazy. Imagine that. Imagine knowing that was...
Imagine if you'd have what? If you've had your finger up the king's bum. Someone has.
He's of that age.
And I'm not just talking about Camilla.
That's the thing that we need to normalise. Get King Charles out there saying, yeah, the doctor puts his finger on my bum sometimes.
What, in some backless chaps?
I think you might be right.
I think that's a pretty good information campaign. No, I think you're right.
Right.
You know, you reach a certain age, you need to get your prostate checked. Who better to lead the charge? Although, I wouldn't... Have you seen the man's hands? I wouldn't trust him putting his own fingers in there. You're going to cause some serious issues, I think. But they're kind of big, meaty sausage boys, aren't they, his fingers?
Yes. So, for those who don't know, there's lots of pictures going around the internet. I think it happens with certain older men is your fingers go very swollen and purple. And it looks like King Charles is one of those guys.
Yeah.
Another thing we need to... There's so much normalising we're going on today. Right. If we go back to the Princess Diaries, look, I, for my shame, haven't seen them. You have a younger sister, so have you seen any Princess Diaries?
I've seen them. I can remember absolutely nothing about those films, apart from they're from a fake country that's called, like... It sounds like the cough medicine Cavonia.
Yeah, I think that rings a bell to me as well. But
And there's a bit
like,
where they slide down a mattress on a stairs.
Okay. Thank you. I assume Anne Hathaway's like normal girl has to be.
If you're
asking
what
right?
you're about to ask, John, you don't see them shit once.
No, here's my question.
Genovia.
No, here's my question is, if someone was trying to sabotage her character, giving her laxatives, what would their motive be? Maybe they want her not to seem very
legal. Republican. They're Republican. It's like the French Revolution, but instead of guillotines, it's bidets.
And then...
No. That would be cleaning them up. I don't know.
And then the princess, Anne Hathaway, admits to the fact that she's had diarrhea. She goes, look, I've eaten something funny. Something's happening. And then all of the sort of public and the newspapers and stuff, it's so refreshing to hear them just be normal. And the Republicans lose because what they thought would take them down actually just strengthened sort of the public's love for them.
Yeah, nice. They turn it around. They use it as a good PR move. Continue on a theme. How about this one from Josh? Shite Club. The one rule about Shite Club is nobody really wants to talk about Shite Club. Nice.
Look great.
What's the worst club you ever remember of as a kid?
Joel, I wasn't a big clubs guy. You were probably a bigger clubs guy. I remember I remember Cubs, and we've been through that. I kicked myself out. After school club, I did a bit of rugby and football
general.
All the time.
What was it?
Wasn't like...
What
there
did
was
you
a
do?
Thing called the after school... Like, it was the after school club. Like, it's basically like, you know, you finish school at 3:30 or whatever, and your parents can't pick you up till 5, so you just go somewhere else for 2 hours.
Nice. Extra school.
Exactly. Well,
was it like a table tennis table? Was there a little tuck shop?
I remember there was an N64 with different games to the ones that we had, which was very exciting.
Like, very nice.
You know, probably like Pilot Wings.
If you said the words tuck shop to an 8-year-old now, would that mean anything?
Oh, great question. Tuck shop.
When did the tuck shop die?
Well, look, we're not going to go in for this too long, Joel, but me and you were having a conversation the other day about the death of the panini.
Mm-hmm.
In popular culture, I just don't think... I think we sort of fell back in love with the toasty.
Yeah, we have.
I think there was a long period of the toasty being...
Do you think it's Brexit?
Because Italian. I don't know.
And a toasty is very, very British, right? So maybe 2016, I reckon if you looked at the Google trend from late 2016 onwards, the toasty overtakes the panini.
But I think the modern toasty that we have now, where it's sort of like nice bread, mm-hmm. pickles, hot sauce and multiple cheeses, I think that's more American than it is like an English.
A grilled
an
cheese.
English, yeah, it's a grilled cheese rather than like an English toasty is like
it's
cheddar.
A beautiful thing.
You're lucky if you get some butter.
Cheddar, butter, maybe a bit of onion and ketchup to dip it in. Oh, John, I might have that for dinner.
Oh, lovely stuff. What are we talking about? Oh, Shite Club. So why would a bunch of men, successful men, want to meet in like sort of dark, dingy rooms?
I don't know if they are literally shitting. I think it's just a rubbish club.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
Because like you say, we've done... I think if we're looking through the list of things we've discussed, I think we can tick fecal matter off the list.
Yeah, I think
today's
we can.
Episode.
For now. Well, you know, we're only 12 minutes in. Let's see what happens. But, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what is the show? What is, like, there's just, like, tiddlywinks and checkers?
John, you didn't ask me about clubs that I was in.
Sorry, Joe.
Let me rattle off some for you. Warhammer.
There's a club.
Chess.
Yep.
Magic the Gathering.
Oh, wow.
Which was 12-year-old me, an 18-year-old sixth former, and a physics teacher. And I never really understood the game, and I don't really think they wanted me there.
You're a big old nerd.
Yeah, while at the same time, football. You couldn't pin me down.
Contains multitudes, Joel Grove.
Exactly.
That's what they said.
I'm a complicated guy. A very complicated guy.
I never got to the point with Warhammer where I was part of a club. I liked buying the figurines and painting them.
My main problem was that they were so expensive,
yeah.
So I very rarely got the figurines, and then I was so bad at painting them that I would just sort of ruin them instantly. They would just look like big smudgy guys. So I gave up on the Warhammer dream pretty quick.
I would say, none of those are shite clubs though. I think maybe...
No, they're pretty good clubs.
I think, you know, I wouldn't... The company you were keeping as a 12-year-old in the Magic the Gathering club probably would have made that less than ideal. But as a concept, I'm not here to poo on a Magic the Gathering. Right. Tiddlywinks. Right, so we have Tiddlywinks, we have sort of...
There's like jigsaws that have always got pieces missing.
Yeah, the only beverage available is water, of course. What's the worst snack? What's a snack that nobody... Joel is a man who doesn't turn his nose up at much food, so I'm intrigued to see...
Well, the only snack available is carrot and coriander soup, which I don't mind. I actually quite like it, but I wouldn't want it at like my club, you know?
Lovely stuff.
There's two urns. One of them is dispensing lukewarm water and the other one is carrot and coriander soup.
Oh, yeah, lukewarm.
And there's a big jigsaw
puzzle
that you could never finish because there's missing pieces.
Perfect.
Sounds
great.
But
Brad Pitt is there.
Brad Pitt's there, which makes it difficult for it to stay a shite. Like, how long would he entertain it for, do you think? He's probably actually like a weird Hollywood guy who would get really into eating the soup and would, you know, actually return. Like, he'd think that was what normal people did and so he would enjoy that club.
Agreed.
A more fun idea is how deeply can you convince Brad Pitt that this is how normal people live by setting up a club with some of the weirdest activities known to man. Yeah. This is just what we're all doing, Brad. This is a normal guy's life.
And he's just like, yeah, absolutely. This is, I remember this. This was just like my childhood.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Right, what about this one from Mike? Thunderball. Bond wins a moderate amount of money on the lottery.
Oh, good. Because when you win a certain amount, they phone you up.
Yeah.
And they say, do you want to go public with your win? Now, that is a very complicated question for James Bond. Because everyone will know who he is.
It's true. How much? What do you get for winning Thunderball?
I don't know. £1 million. Let's say it's £1 million.
It's £500,000. Well, okay. That's the according to lottery.co.uk. That's the next Thunderball jackpot will be £500,000. And I'd imagine what is an MI5 agent's sort of base.
My
salary?
Next question was going to be, what is James Bond's salary?
Is half the thing a million is, he's been pounds going life changing, or is it sort of like?
Are they unionized? Is there a spy union? Are they getting a pay rise with inflation?
So in one of the recent Craig films, M shows up at Bond's apartment in London, mm-hmm, and it looks mm-hmm. very nice.
It's very nice, yeah.
And you've got to remember that when he's gallivanting, when he's gallivanting and shaking, the thing you don't see in Bond's
his expense
films,
account. Oh my God, his receipts.
Yeah, you never see him shaken and not stirred. Also, can you make sure you send me the printed receipt?
He's at like some tiki bar in the middle of nowhere and they haven't got a traditional till, so they have to write it down on a bit of paper. Yeah, I would absolutely... His expense account must be insane. It must just be a bottomless... What do you reckon it is? Just a credit card?
Oh, it's just endless.
It's a company credit card, right? So then it's much easier to expense. And I imagine... Like the air miles he's racking up on that company card are outrageous.
Well, is he spending them on his further? I don't think he is. I think he's just saving them all up. He's probably got millions of air miles.
He could basically live on a plane for a year, I reckon. on solely on his air miles. Yep. I would give anything, even if it's like a post-credit scene, just to watch James Bond doing his expenses.
Taking photos.
Trying to justify it just being like, look, no, I had to buy that additional martini. It was the ninth one of the night, but that was at the point when I was getting the information. And they're like, you know that there's an 8 martini limit per diem. And he's like, well, it had rolled over into midnight at that point, so can we take it from the following days per diem? Because I only had 6 martinis on that day.
And that was the 31st into the first of the next month, so that should help with the spreading.
That was a new tax year. So really, it's a totally different thing. Yeah, like, what's his pension situation?
I assume that in the fictional world of Bond... They just, all of them die before pension. So the ones who are left must be living large, right?
Yeah, big time.
I think any job where you're risking your life, you get a lot of money. Like ice road truckers, they're sort of similar pursuits.
Yeah.
Fun. So he wins £500,000. They say you have to take it public. Does that then,
It means all the villains of the world
come
after him and he uses the money to build a Home Alone style fort.
That's great.
Which is sort of what happens in Skyfall, right? That's basically Home Alone.
I'm trying to think, there's not really much fun to be had with sort of him. They wheel him out on Saturday night, you know, on Saturday night. I don't know if they still do this anymore, but they would do the balls live on the TV.
Yeah, yeah, they must do.
They wheel him out. They go, oh, this week's Thunderball winner's going to sort of pick the big lottery numbers this week. And then all of the villains suddenly clock him and they all have to, they show up at the studio. There's a great fight.
He walks into the camera and you know the white ball that rolls. With the opening credits of Bond, that's a lottery ball.
Oh, yes.
Come on. And then he shoots it and he walks through the shattered ball to do the lottery draw. That would be great. That would be great.
I don't think there have been many or any sort of fight sequences in Bond films based around a TV studio. So there's Perfect. Some fun to be had there.
There you go. Hey, how about this one from Jay? Halloween J2O.
Right. So, because this is a play on Halloween H2O, which is probably one of the worst film titles of all time.
Mike Myers in a scuba mask.
Is it actually Halloween H20?
Yeah, of course it is. It'll be the 20th year or the 20th anniversary. It won't be H2O, yeah. Will it?
But I think people say H2O. I'm sure they say H2O. I was really hoping for a... I would sort of be intrigued to watch that, a Halloween movie underwater.
But 100%. Instead. 100%. Well, it's the scariest place in the world, the sea. We can all agree on that. So if you chucked in a formidable serial killer, it's only going to make it scarier.
So Michael Myers is slashing these people up, as is his wont.
Mm-hmm.
And what is another victim sort of... licking their finger going, oh, that's Hang about. Really good.
Yeah, this is actually quite nice. And then Mike Myers just holds the bottle of J2O to the camera. Does he drink and eat? Can he? I assume just not when he's doing the killing. But then he's like an immortal guy, right?
I think as someone who has never stepped foot anywhere near a single Halloween movie, I have a feeling the answer to that question depends on which film's canon you're sort of
Okay.
taking from.
Okay, nice. If you were immortal, John, would you give up food and drink? If food and drink didn't, you weren't ever hungry or thirsty for fuel.
No, I love the taste of things. I love tasting things. Yeah. We've been through this, Joel. We're big tasters, both of us.
We are. We're big tasters.
We are sort of heartbroken that the concept of bottomless brunch isn't about the food. It's about booze. I don't want to have a mimosa. I want to have 14 scrambled eggs.
Yeah, I want to eat Eggs Benedict 10 times.
Let me live, guys. Let me live. I think it's going to be hard to make it clear that J2O has been replaced with blood. It's not sort of... I think people are just like, God, the blood effects in this film was really weird.
No, I think the entire film just takes place in their factory.
Oh, here
and
we
go. You know, he pushes them into like a vat. There's an obvious like bottle stabbing scene. I don't know if J2O are going to be that... chuffed about it.
I was going to say, they'll get back the first print and be like, this is our first foray into product.
There's going to be a pretty harsh cease and desist letter, I think, once the films come out.
Nothing scarier than H2O, I'd say.
Can you just stick a product in your film?
Can you? I know that there's that famous thing, so that you must have to ask permission, because I know there's that famous thing where allegedly you won't see a villain using an Apple phone in a movie.
I've heard that.
So like, and I don't know if this is true, it feels like one of those things has been made up, but yeah, apparently if you're watching a movie and everyone has an Apple phone and then one person doesn't, that's probably the villain of the movie, because Apple
Amazing.
hasn't allowed them to.
Well, so if your main guy who just wants to drink a can of Coke, you have to let the guys at Coke know about that.
I honestly have no idea. I bet there's probably some boring thing where it's like, you can get in contact with them and then they just say, they either don't respond and you go, well, that's enough.
Yeah.
Or they come back and go, well, we've got some like criteria for that to take place. Obviously, there's the Amiga one in Bond, product placement that we all love.
Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
Which is someone actively goes, is that a Rolex? And he goes,
no, Amiga. And he basically holds the watch like in shot. So good. It might as well like at the bottom flash up, RRP, £4,999.
I also like, because of the fact that the Spider-Man films are produced by Sony, they take place in an alternate reality where people use Bing.
Yeah.
Just a bit of fun, really.
Really good stuff. Hey, John, should we do our ideas?
Yes, please.
Okay, here's my ideas. Oppenheimer style. The South Korean pop sensation Psy is the inventor of the most powerful weapon known to man.
Is it the same ultimate weapon, or is it a new one?
It goes beyond the atomic bomb. So Oppenheimer obviously created the atomic bomb. Psy, who lives in very close proximity to North Korea, is concerned about the threat north of the border, and so retires from pop music to dedicate himself to creating the most deadly weapon known to man.
But he's still like wearing funky suits
Still wearing funky suits, and the big comeback tour is actually a cover for him to launch the weapon on North Korea.
Love it.
There you go.
Does he? Do you think? No, he won't. I was going to say, do you think he's ever gone to North Korea? But I don't think that's. No,
probably not.
That's not the way it works, mate. Would you like my movie idea?
I love it.
Stolen. When a teenage boy is kidnapped by a gang, little do they know his mother has a collection of attributes. Attributes she has gained over an extended period of employment. Attributes that make her a bad dream for people like you. She will search for you. She will discover you. And she will make you no longer alive. Stolen.
I like it.
Thank you.
I like it a lot.
No, any resemblance to any current movie or monologue is purely coincidental.
It's brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Well done, John. Well done, everyone. John, what was your favourite one?
Oh, either of the poopy ones, to be fair. Shite Club or Princess Diaries.
And on that note, I've really got to shoot because...
We're normalising it.
Hey, well done, John.
Thank you very much, Joe. Well done to you too.
Well done to you. It felt like a very relaxed, sort of low energy pod tonight.
Yeah, I think sort of like normally I'd say listen to us when you're running, when you're on your way to work, when you're punching. Today I'd say listen in the bath.
Yeah, have a listen in the bath.
It was a bath listener. It was a bath episode.
It's a bath episode.
It's a bit
maybe late, though. Maybe though, so that people don't fall asleep in the bath. If every sort of 2 or 3 minutes in the podcast, could you just put a really loud beep?
Yeah.
Just if you just stick that in the audio for me.
Perfect. Absolutely. Definitely will 100% do that.
Good stuff.
Do you have any pop culture recommendations? I fairly don't know.
Did I recommend things last week, or did we overrun and we got too spooky?
It was the latter. I remember you saying afterwards, I have some things I wanted to recommend, and I said, let's go back and record. And you said, nah, we'll wait.
Bad Sisters, Apple TV.
Yeah?
Brilliant.
It's on my list.
Have you got Apple TV?
I have Apple TV. I currently have every single streaming service, Joe.
Yeah.
I got the free month for Paramount Plus.
Don't tell
Plus.
Me you got Peacock.
I got the free month for Paramount Plus and then what? Didn't watch a single thing.
You're the guy who has Paramount Plus.
And then I didn't see a single second of content, and then they took £7 out of my account the other day.
John's still paying for Quibi.
Hey, look, it might come back. Yeah, no, I've got them all at the minute. It's really sort of bad. I think once I've done the second series of that thing based at a hotel, which was written by Mike White,
The White Lotus.
Thank you very much. Yeah, what the second season of White Lotus has just dropped on now. Once I've done that, I'm probably gonna try and see if I can take a little break from that until Succession, of course.
Nice. Yeah,
and then yeah, we've also got Apple, which I think we need to sort of work out what we do and don't need on that. And Paramount
Watch
TV,
Bad Sisters. It's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, so yeah. Definitely.
And I went and saw The Banshees of Inisherin.
Oh.
Really good.
Oh.
Really, really, really good.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know.
I saw it at the Rio in Dalston.
Oh. Oh.
You're getting the most respectful cinema crowd going there, aren't you?
I love that cinema. I love that place.
Yeah. I got a big
so cool.
Negroni and watched The Banshees of Inisherin, and it's really brilliant. I had a lovely time.
I used to live a stone's throw from the Rio in Dalston.
Yeah, you did.
And then the pandemic happened, so I didn't watch many films in there. But whenever I did, I absolutely loved it. Just a really cool old school cinema with sort of red velvet seats.
Oh.
Just nice.
Oh, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back and watch something else. What about you, John? What have you been watching on all of the 50 streaming services you have access to? Peppa Pig.
Mostly Peppa Pig, which, interestingly, if you're... Available on Prime and Netflix.
Wow.
So take your pick. No, the thing that me and my partner have been watching is The Watcher, which is the new thing
the
by
new Netflix
Ryan
trash.
Murphy. And that is the exact word I was going to use. It is addictive trash. I'm not sure it's good. I think I might be losing brain cells watching it, but I'm having a very nice, spooky time watching it.
Okay, I'm going to give it a go. I'll report back on the next episode. Well done, John. Well done, everyone. We'll be so energized for the next episode. But this has been nice. It's just like a nice sort of calming one. It's like a wellness tape.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful week, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.